And hi there, everybody. This is Lenny Melnick, and let's see what's happening today in the world of fantasy baseball. It is Monday, July 16th in the American League. Baltimore's Kevin Millar has hit in 16 of his last 22 games. Since June 14th, he's batting .386. Good candidate to be traded to a contending team. If you have Brian Roberts, there was a scoring change on Saturday night. He got his 28th stolen base. Originally, it was called indifference. They changed it to a stolen base. Boston, J.D. Drew's optimistic about playing tonight against Kansas City. The window for stealing Julio Lugo, not his stolen bases, I mean stealing him from another team who's down on him, is closing. He's 10 for his last 19, his last five games. Okajima and Papelbon together, 79 innings. They have an ERA combined of 1.25. That's not so bad. Mike Yucina pitched six innings last night, did not strike out anybody. Ty Wigginton's batting .323 as a second baseman, 3.243 and when he plays any other position. Toronto, if you have somebody stealing bases on your bench, put them in against Toronto if you want stolen bases. The Blue Jays have only thrown out 11% of base runners, 26% is average for Major League Baseball. Jose Contreras looks awful. Wasn't above 90 yesterday on the radar gun. 1-for-7, 6.92 in his last nine ball games as he gets lit up by Baltimore yesterday. Travis Hafner's gotten hits in 12 out of his last 13 games. Again, the window of opportunity to steal Hafner is closing. 3-14 in his last 13 games with three home runs and nine RBIs. Curtis Granderson gets his 55 extra base hits. That's why he doesn't steal. He just can't stop at first to steal second. He had 59 extra base hits last year in total. 55 extra base hits, by the way, is number one in Major League Baseball. Reggie Sanders may be activated tonight. Joey Gathright has options. Anything could happen there. Torrey Hunter didn't play. He's got a slight tweak of a hamstring. Nothing serious. Jeff Weaver was awful last night. Forget about him. Suzuki came out of the game thigh bruised. That's all they're saying. X-ray show no fracture. He's day-to-day. Santiago Casillo gave up his first home run yesterday in 22 innings to Morneau from Minnesota, and is also his second run that he gave up. Oakland's lost seven in a row. Seven in a row for Oakland. Michael Young in Texas. No extra base hits in his last 99 at-bats. He's 1-for-14, but don't give up on him and look for Jason Botts. They get called up by Texas soon. Buddy Carlisle, seven major league teams, one Japanese team, 3-0 with a 1.73 in his last four outings, given up only 18 hits and two walks in 26 innings. That's his last four games. Jump on his bandwagon for a start. Kevin Gregg, 20 saves, 20th save, third appearance in 3 days. Got the rubber arm. Tom Gordon should be activated tonight. Sean Hill's throwing off the mound. For all those guys who were teased early in the season with Sean Hill, he may be coming back soon. Soriano batted fifth yesterday. That'll only be against left-handed pitching. Brandon Phillips has a chance to go 30-30 this year for Cincinnati, matching Barry Larkin and Eric Davis as 30-30 guys in Cincinnati. Giovanni Gallardo, they're holding out as to whether Gallardo goes into the rotation in the event that Ben Sheets can't make his next start. If it's one start miss, you may see Gallardo. If it's a DL, you may see Villanueva. They want to keep Gallardo's starts down to a maximum of 10. They want to use him in the playoffs and in August and September, perhaps in that role if they need him. Jose Bautista goes on the DL. Jose Castillo goes into the lineup. Not much of a difference there. Matt Kemp batting eighth. Loney batting seventh. They're both hitting .380. That's pretty good for the Dodger youngster combination out there. And the Kaz Matsui, 13-for-27 with two outs and runners in scoring position. Not only is he a speedster, he's also hitting well in the clutch. Chad Tracy's got a sore knee, so don't count on Chad Tracy. It's time to let go, Tracy. If there's anybody else in your fantasy free agent pool that you think may do a job to help you out in the category, send me an email. Lenny at LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. Of course, the hotline is open today, 1 to 3, 6 to 7 Eastern Time, 516-353-6375. And join me on my website for the 30-minute podcast. That's right, 30 minutes of this stuff. It's great, absolutely great. Lots more information and entertaining as well. www.LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. Until tomorrow, let's win some fantasy baseball.